Yeah, I guess I'll just say welcome to everybody first. So being part of what we're going to talk about today, the Into Africa course themselves, and Miriam as well. So Miriam, I'll direct the first question to you, and maybe you could tell our listeners just a little bit about what Into Africa actually is.
Yeah, great. Thank you. So I work for Africa Inland Mission as a mission advisor. So a big chunk of my work is talking to people that are interested in going and their churches and how that will look in terms of supporting them. And so we've designed Into Africa to be what was originally a day event for people that were interested in potentially going. We've moved it online, obviously, with the pandemic forcing that to happen. But actually, that's been really great because people can come from much wider distance, and really we want to help people think about what does it look like nowadays, mission in Africa particularly. Why do we still send missionaries? What kind of roles are out there? How might you fit in? What does church support look like for a missionary? Really it's aimed at people that have perhaps thought, I wonder if I could go overseas, I wonder if God would call me to go and work cross-culturally, whether that is overseas or whether that's cross-culturally in your own country. But it really is trying to help people think through some of those things hear from God, hopefully.
Awesome. Sounds like a great course. And in that, I guess you kind of answered my second question as well, which was, for what purpose does the course exist? I guess maybe I could change that up a bit and maybe ask you to elaborate a wee bit more on, you talked about COVID there and how that's kind of affected things and maybe changed the course up slightly. Has that been more of a help or a hindrance to you guys? What do you think in your focus in your work?
I think it's been a help in some ways. I mean, obviously it's got in the way of people being able to travel, and a lot of our short-termers weren't able to go anywhere last year because of COVID, and lots of trips were cancelled or postponed. But in terms of Into Africa, going online, I think, has meant that a lot more missionaries are able to be involved in sharing, either directly live on the calls or through recording, pre-recording things and sharing, you know, really up-to-date relevant content for people. I think people out in Africa on the field have been really excited to be able to be involved in something like this back in the UK, because often people are coming and going different times, and they don't necessarily have the opportunity to be here and available just on the days when we might be doing an event in person. So I think that's been really great, and I hope, well, Martha and Tom can say, but I think hopefully people have appreciated the chance to hear from people live on those calls and ask questions.
Great, thank you very much. So I guess we'll come to Tom now. Maybe I could ask you, Tom, what made you decide to take part in the course in Into Africa in the first place? How did you make use of it, and what sort of benefit was it to you?
Yeah, so my role within my church involves supporting quite a lot of people who work overseas, some of which who work with the Africa Inland Mission. And I wanted a bit more insight into the life of a missionary, and also just to be spurred on to be a bit more passionate about God's mission to make his name known around the world. So that was my main reason for joining. I guess my second reason was that I wanted to see what IAM did, a bit more experience, so that I could help encourage other people from my church to get involved as well. I really enjoyed the course. It was quite fast-paced. It was relaxed and informal. I didn't quite know what to expect, but it was actually very easy joining the course, and there was no pressure. But there were opportunities to ask questions, and it was interactive in a way that was really, really helpful for me. I thought the various contributors and the speakers were really excellent, from quite a wide variety of backgrounds. So people who've worked with AAM for a long time, people who are currently out on the field in various different roles, and of various different degrees of experience as well, from people who've just gone short term for a few months to people who've worked in really tough places for many, many years. And it was really great just getting that breadth of experience and insight into what it's like being a missionary. I think the things that I took away from the course were, one, just the importance of building relationships. So relationships both from missionaries to their sending church, missionaries within the team in which they work, missionaries with the local church, and also with other people, for its own sake, not just for from the point of view of trying to share the gospel with them, but just the importance of just building relationships for their own sake. And the second was quite closely related to that, in terms of the importance of a partnership in the gospel. So the involvement with local churches, with mission agencies, with the church in the place where the mission is going, if it exists, with local Christians on the ground there, but also partnership with non-Christian organisations in those places, and just the importance of not going alone, but going as part of a team, really hit home to me in a big way.
Great, thanks so much, Tom. Sounds like you got a lot from the course. Martha, maybe you could touch on just a bit about maybe your background with Short Term yourself, maybe how that led into you doing the course, and then what you got from it as well.
Yeah, sure. So I've always been interested in overseas mission, and for a long time felt that I wanted to use my skills. So I work as a midwife, also as a nurse, and I wanted to work sort of in a healthcare context overseas. So I had done a couple of short-term placements and elective, and then worked with a mission organisation as a midwife overseas in Nigeria. And I'd sort of come to a point where I didn't really know what the next step would be. So earlier in the year, I did a course with Christian Medical Fellowship, which looked at Who Is My Neighbour Now? So sort of looked at mission in the 21st century and with the current kind of crises that are going on around the world, and what does it look like as a Christian working in cross-cultural mission. So they put me in touch with Tim and with Miriam and said, how about doing the course into Africa to explore some of these things further? And I had an awful lot of questions, I'm a big thinker, so a lot of difficult questions in my head and how that would play out in my own life, and what does it actually look like to serve God in medical mission. So I've really found the course really helpful because it sort of broke down missions into lots of different areas and actually explored what would that look like in reality. So looked at some experiences of missionaries working in all sorts of different fields overseas. But it also went back to the basics of what does actually the Bible say about mission, and how it all comes back to the gospel, and that underpins everything that we do as Christians. And I think probably the biggest challenge for me is that mission isn't about me, it's about God and what his heart for the lost in the world. And it's amazing that he chooses to use people like me, like us, both in the UK and overseas, to share the gospel with people and tell people of God's great love for them. But God doesn't need us for this. He loves to use us and loves to see us grow in our walk with him, and our, as we see how great and how faithful God is, that changes us and also changes the way we see other people in the way that God does. So I think for me, it just helped me to come back to that sort of central truth of why is it that this is something that I believe that God's calling me to be involved in, and what does that look like for all of us as Christians.
Great, so much that you guys have both said there that are definitely ring very true with me and my own experience of short-term mission. Excellent. Miriam, earlier you had mentioned that there are quite a diverse amount of resources available on the course. Maybe you could talk about the content a little bit more. You had told me before that there are a lot of presentations, live recordings you mentioned with missionaries, which sound particularly interesting as well. Maybe you could speak more to that. Maybe tell people that are listening to this what they, if they choose to do the course, what they can expect to hear.
Sure. So we do it over three/four evenings. So there's three evenings that we kind of encourage everyone to come to all of, and then the fourth one is kind of specifically for people that are thinking they might like to apply to go somewhere with AIM, and it's more practical about the steps to apply with AIM. But the first three we cover, like Martha, I'm so encouraged by what Martha and Tom have both just said. Thank you for being so nice about it, and I'm glad there's good things you've taken away. The first session we talk really about what is mission, what's an unreached people group, why do we still send missionaries, talk about those kinds of things. So some of that is presentations from our mobilization team, and some of that is mixed in with videos from the field and interviews with missionaries, and there's always some discussion time as well. So the first time we ran into Africa, we really realized that I think people need a bit more time to discuss with one another and to digest what they've heard. And I think it's a real encouragement to people to be able to talk to other people who are thinking similar things and are in a similar place of, you know, wondering whether God might be calling them overseas. So we've really tried to build in a lot of time in the sessions to split into groups and chat. And that's not to scare anyone that might be a bit more introverted and think, I don't really want to talk to strangers on the internet, I'd rather just sit and listen. You know, if you want to sit and listen, that's fine. You'll be put into a breakout room and we don't kind of force you to say anything except what your name is, maybe. So that's the first session. The second session, we talk a bit more about AIM ministries and different roles that there might be out on the field and what that looks like. And so that's the session where we do try and get a lot of different interviews with people, and some of them are live. Every time we've run it so far, we've changed it up a little bit. So it's not that you'd necessarily listen to the exact same interviews. We try and get stuff that's up to date with people that are out on the field or just about to go out on the field. So you might get something different every time. It depends on who's available and all that kind of stuff. And we do a Q&A panel at the end of the second session as well. So all through the evening, we'll be saying, you know, send in your questions, any random questions you want to ask from a real life missionary. And then we, you know, do it as a panel at the end of the evening. And then the third session is more sort of thinking about calling, really, and this whole idea that Christians have of and I've said it myself even so far in this common conversation, like, is God calling me to go overseas? What does that really mean? Does everyone have to expect to have like a bolt of lightning where God speaks audibly and tells them, yes, you're going to Africa? Or even, you know, whether you need to know exactly where you think God's leading you to Africa. You know, some people feel very strongly, I know God wants me to be in Rwanda. And other people just say, I'm here, I'm willing, I'm available, I want to, you know, want God to use me, what can I do? So we really kind of delve into that and hear from people who have gone through that process and how God has led them and called them to their situations. I think, yeah, having that on the third session, once you've got lots of information about what is mission and what kind of opportunities could there be, to then think, okay, is this for me? Is this what God is asking me to do? I think that's hopefully a helpful order in which to do things. And again, it's breakout room discussions and interviews and presentations and kind of a mix of different presentation styles, hopefully, that will...
Super. I haven't actually done the course myself, but it sounds like it's packed full of great content and something that I might want to definitely sign up to at some stage in the near future. Yeah, they're definitely being sold to me, and hopefully everybody that's listening to this as well. But for somebody like myself that hasn't done the course maybe and would like to do it at some stage in the future, or would maybe like to access the resources for their own church and make it available to people there, how might people like us who are keen to get involved, how might we go about doing that?
Yeah, so you can register to attend the next series, which is starting on the 27th of October, which is a Wednesday. If you go to our website, I think it's eu.aimint.org/intoAfrica, you can register your details there. If you're not actually available on those evenings to attend, live. If you still register, we'll send you recordings afterwards. So we record all the Zoom calls. They are a bit edited because some of the stuff that we talk about is to do with creative access areas. We might have interviews with people that are working in sensitive areas. So you don't necessarily get the whole full experience, and obviously breakout rooms, you don't get the benefit of that either, but the content is certainly there and available if you'd like to see it. And yeah, if you just want to get an idea of what kind of stuff is involved in a bit more detail, you can always get in touch through the website as well and just say you want to chat to someone a bit more, or, you know, see a program outline or something, and we'll get back to you and happy to chat about it and see if there's a way we could, yeah, help you if you wanted to run something like this in your own church or with a small group or whatever it might be. Very happy to chat.
Super. So the 27th of October, the Wednesday, is the start of the next live session if anyone wants to sign up, and I will try my best to get that link to the website put in to this podcast on Spotify or wherever else it might be, onto the website as well. That is the website link.
Yeah. I was just going to say that because that's this year, which is 2021. If people are listening in the future, we're going to try and run into Africa twice a year, in the spring and in the autumn. So you go to that same link anytime in the future, it will tell you either when the next course is running, or it will say register your interest for the next course. And even if we don't know when the next dates are going to be yet, we'll take your details and let you know when we know.
Super. So overall, a great course to learn more about mission, or to hear from people that are on the field, and to sort of confirm those things that God maybe is saying to people in their hearts about overseas mission and his really important work that's central to the church, as well as Miriam, you said, I think, at the start, that's central to the church and to our hearts as Christians as well. I think oftentimes it's easy for us to think that, yeah, that's maybe something that other people go and do, but whether we go ourselves or whether we stay, it's part of our journey with God to in some way be part of mission. So sounds like an awesome course, and I'll definitely be signing up for myself.
Great, we'll put you on the list.
Put me on the list.
I'll tell Debbie.
27th of October. Can't wait. Tom and Martha and Miriam, thank you all so much for joining me. Yeah, thanks for getting together and talking a little bit about Into Africa.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Much appreciated.